Jim Gibson, retired CEO of a microchip company, also known by his burner name Jungle Jim, bought the old rundown hotel last year. Gibson says he's managed to revamp it by applying some of the Burning Man principles, like communal effort, civic responsibility, participation, and self-expression.
I think what this is intended to be and what it's going to wind up being is a nexus, a physical center where the Burning Man vibe and the Burning Man people can come together.
Gibson says the week-long event lasts just a short time, so what the facility offers is a space for people to continue the Burning Man culture year-round. Just like the festival itself, the hotel features artwork and entertainment. It also aims to invite everyone in the neighborhood, including people from nearby homeless shelters and soup kitchens.
So we're surrounded by the homeless community, which is, you know, for us is just fine. We get along with them really well, and we help each other. And we've got one of the guys in here right now just came from the shelter. He's in there helping us plaster some walls, and he's going to have dinner with us.
Through donations and the help of volunteer burners, Gibson says the community has organized coat drives and provided free haircuts to those in need. Recently, the city of Reno granted the property legal status as a private club rather than a public hotel. Gibson is in the process of finalizing a membership plan that will feature a sliding scale for people who want to stay there, which will be based on their past contributions to the Burning Man community. Esther Chiamichilli, Reno Public Radio News.